Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Kina tayo. And ano yung topic natin tonight, Coach Jeff?
Tonight, we have a very interesting topic tonight kasi we want to learn from a seasoned financial advisor, veteran na siya, on how he was able to consistently make MDRT.
Wow.
Kasi you can do MDRT once. Doing it twice is hard. Doing it three times is harder. But this guy was able to achieve it 9 times already. 9 years.
Wow.
Becoming
nine
MDRT.
Times.
And there are only a few people who can do lifetime MDRTs. Only a few people in this industry can do that. The challenge there is how do you become consistent? Now, every year you're producing the same results. Every year, pataas ng pataas ang MDRT requirements. So the requirement last year was not the same 2 years ago and was not the same 3 years ago. Parang meron siyang incremental increase every year. Like, I don't know kung 10%, 20%, 30% increase, but nag-i-increase siya. So yung target last year was not the same 2 years ago. And the target this year is not the same last year. Tumataas yung target. So that's a challenge that we want to learn from this financial advisor, agency leader, stockbroker pa siya at the same time. Kung paano niya nagawa? At saka mahirap yun, ha? You're a unit manager and at the same time consistent MDRT. That's extremely hard. Kasi you're taking care of your personal production while growing your team at the same time. So that's something really amazing that we can learn from this person. Tama ba? Yan. And of course, nandito na yung ating special guest natin for tonight. Diba? Let me introduce our special guest for tonight. Yung special guest kasi natin for tonight has been in the industry for quite some time kasi nag-start din siya sa financial markets since the late 1990s. So matagal na talaga siya sa financial markets. In fact, stockbroker muna siya bago siya naging full-time financial advisor. And of course, nakilala natin siya when he attended the ABC Academy. He's also an ABC graduate. Diba? And of course, right now, he's an ABC coach and mentor. He's also the founder of Tactical Investing Group, where he is currently mentoring financial advisors when it comes to financial markets. Stocks, bonds, US market, global market, local market, lahat yan. Marami siyang mga mini-mentor. And of course, yan din ang special guest natin for tonight. Walang iba, kundi si Coach Mike Makainag.
Fantastic, fantastic. Welcome back.
Hi, Coach Mike. How are you?
Good evening, Coach.
Very familiar
Ron,
face.
Coach Jeff,
every,
Prof. Sai. Yeah.
Very familiar face every Thursday. Pero this time, ikaw ang guest namin.
Yun,
no? Because sino pa ba yung tatanungin namin, di ba? Paano maging consistent? No, tama yung sinabi ni Coach Jeff, eh. You know, the first one, maybe, hindi naman fluke. Pero pwedeng sabihin na, diba? Minsan tina-trash talk tayo ng mga managers natin. Baka naman chamba lang yan, diba? Dahil yung, diba? Or then na-challenge tayo on how to do it the second time. Pero to do it very consistently every single year. And soon, you know, maybe after this year, no? It's gonna
lifetime
be
na.
Hopefully your 10th. He'll be considered as a lifetime MDRT.
Right.
Tama ba, no?
Yes,
and you know that's gonna be awesome, di ba? Yan. And game na tayo. Paano ba ako question ko Coach Mike is how did you start nung nag financial advisor ka? Did you start nung medyo nangapa ka ba dun sa in terms of selling or nagano ka ba kaagad? Nag skyrocket ka kaagad? Ano yung naging journey mo before you become MDRT?
Well, Siguro kasi, actually, ginojoke ko parati yung wife ko, si Thea, about it, is that yung kinasal kami, may kasama rin na contract sa ilalim na yung magiging financial advisor din ako. So, yun yung ginojoke ko sa kanya parati.
Parang yun yung pinakamaliit na fine print, no?
Oo, yung may fine print, may carbon copy dun sa ilalim. Pero, joke lang yun. Well, syempre, in my industry kasi, sa stock market, unfortunately, we never really believed in insurance, the value of insurance. Kasi yung thinking namin na, I'm just gonna invest this in the market, I can get better returns.
Oh, wow.
So yun yung parating nasa isip ko. Oo nga, no? And coming from, syempre alam mo naman yung generation natin, di ba? And that was the time when yung mga insurance companies are folding, maraming nagpa-bankrupt. 'Di ba yung may kaklase ako nung college na tinatawag na lumabas kasi nga daw yung tuition niya hindi nababayaran pa dahil nga yung cap before. So yun yung naging experience ko rin. So I had a bad experience with getting an insurance or with the insurance industry. And then moving forward, so naging stockbroker ako. So yun nga, si Thea, nagpakasal kami and she was the first one to be in the insurance industry. So yun, so sabi ko, sige, support kita. In that time kasi she got promoted to become a unit manager. And sige, sabi ko, support kita. Okay, pero I'm just gonna join you when nagpepresent ka. Pero there's this a real turning point kasi nung after kong maging financial advisor, meron din siyang naging client. Wala pang 2 years na nagbabayad. And unfortunately, this was our first claim. So very early, nakita ko na kagad na yung grabe pala yung value nitong insurance. So yung kwento is si client. Sabi niya, Thea, I really need to see you kasi meron akong problem. So we met him sa isang coffee shop. Then after that, nakita ko, sabi ko, grabe naman yung itsura. Ano nangyari dito? So, turns out na he had tongue cancer. 2 years pa lang yung policy niya. So, tinatanong niya, can I get a claim? And fortunately, meron naman siyang mga critical illness rider. So sige, process natin. And then, before we can give the critical illness claim, namatay si client. Namatay siya. Wala pang 2 years. So, doon ko nakita na wow, ang grabe yung value ng insurance kasi when we delivered that claim to sa beneficiaries, and I will never forget that image in my head na nakita ko na nagpunta kami sa wake, parang okay naman sila, pero nung binigay namin yung claim, grabe yung iyak nung magulang niya kasi hindi nila na-realize na hindi naman sinabihan din ni client na meron siya noon na ginawa silang beneficiary. Yung iyak nila doon, siguro may kasamang tuwa din at saka kasamang lungkot na meron kami pang gift na naibigay. And that really changed my mindset. So parang it became also a mission na nung afternoon, sabi ko, grabe, ang ganda naman pala ng mission nito. So, nagkaroon ako ng change in mindset. It wasn't really an easy mindset kasi parang it wasn't really an easy change. Kasi syempre, you have to experience that pa just so that I can have that change in mindset. And then also, kasi I had some businesses before, nagkaroon ako ng running store. Nung nauso yung running, di ba, ng mga 2008-2009, naki-join din ako sa bandwagon na yun. Kaya lang, unfortunately, when medyo nagda-die down na yung mga races, parang medyo humihina na rin, so I have to close it down. Nagkaroon din ako ng mga sports nutrition, nag-distribute din ako ng mga socks, mga dry fit socks. And then parang sabi ko, grabe, ang hirap pala talaga mag-business. And then, when nag-uusap kami ni Thea one time, sabi ko, wag na tayo mag-business. Wag na tayo maghanap pa ng iba. Ito na lang, i-focus na lang natin yung energies natin dito sa insurance. So sa Sun Life. Dito na lang natin i-focus kasi this is also a business eh. Wala ka nang ilalabas sa puhunan. Diba? I mean, everything is already out there. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-marketing. Kailangan mo lang is you have to go out and tell people that you're in this business. It's also like doing a business, eh, di ba? Like Prof. Sai, yung ginagawa mo, you have to still approach people, tell people that, hey, I'm an accountant, I'm a real estate broker and I do this kind of services. It's the same for us financial advisors. So yun yung ano rin, yung naka-experience ako ng claim in my first year, and then also yung business mindset na if you change this into a business, sino bang may ayaw ng business, di ba?
Right.
Lahat tayo, yun yung pangarap eh. Lahat tayo nagtatrabaho para pag nag-retire or pang we do this, we grind 9 to 5, but why can't we just do this as our own business also?
Coach Mike, that's something na pag mapapaisip ka talaga, it's a huge impact for a financial advisor to see na magbibigay ka ng claim na parang nakausap mo lang kailan lang, tapos biglang may nangyari. Just imagine kung hindi mo siya nakausap and that happened. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, at yung family na maiiwan niya would be, you know, would have those financial problems, but you're there to solve that. You were able to help solve that problem or alleviate that problem.
Yeah.
Pero grabe yung impact, di ba? Mm. Because you were able
saka
to witness it.
Tsaka the fact, Coach, is on the first year, parang full circle agad.
Because yeah, di ba? It was a huge turning point.
Yeah, ako, I still remember my first claim, no, Coach Mike. Nakausap ko yung husband. And naalala ko, OFW yung wife niya. Yung husband kasama yung dalawang kids. And then they didn't know na kumuha yung wife. Kasi nung kausap ko yun, paalis na yun, Coach Mike. Paalis na, papuntang abroad. And wala nang chance ibigay yung, ano yun, yung policy and all. That was her only policy. And just imagine, kung di ko siya nakausap. And OFWs, di ba, sometimes, you know, nakakalimutan nila, bakit, ano ba yung reason, ba't umaalis ka, di ba? Para makapag-ipon, para sa pamilya. And mahirap talaga na hindi protected, tama ba? Pero, yun, ako, na I can relate to that experience na naranasan mo early on. Mas dun mo kasi makikita yung validation ng mission natin bilang financial advisors.
Yeah.
Tama ba? Na totoo pala. Tama ba?
That's the promise eh. That's the promise that we are selling eh.
And Coach Juan, Coach Jeff, ako, going back dun sa sinabi ni Coach Mike kanina, since he's a stockbroker and at first hindi siya naniniwala sa insurance na tama naman eh. Sabi niya, instead of me putting it in insurance, lagay ko na lang sa stocks, lagay ko na lang sa gato investment, kikita pa ako. But maybe there was really a reason or God has a reason of you experiencing that. Kasi very unusual yun, for sure. Tapos may mag-claim ka agad eh, di ba? Parang siguro sinabi sa'yo ni Lord, hindi ka niniwala. Sige, paramdam ko sandali sa'yo para makita mo. And speaking of that, napag-usapan nga rin namin ni Coach Hyatt. Alam mo, tayong mga financial advisors, ang laki ng responsibilidad natin ngayon, especially that we have this pandemic. Kasi sabi ko, or as a parent na lang, if you don't like to use the word responsible, the very least that we can do is wag nating bigyan ng sakit ng ulo yung mga anak natin if something happens sa atin.
Right.
Tama ba, Coach Ron?
Yeah. I super agree. Super agree.
But sabi ko kay Coach Ayat, sabi ko, pero hindi rin natin pwedeng sisihin ng mga kliyente kung hindi kasi nila naiintindihan. Because it's our responsibility na ipaliwanag. Remember, sabi ko, there could be reasons why hindi nila alam or there could be not so good experience kaya ayaw nila. But we don't stop from there, especially ngayon, 'di ba? Especially ngayon. Kasi what if hindi mo in-offer kasi nahiya ka and something happened? Guys, 'di ba? Would you agree? Whenever you are looking at your cell phones, social media, the saddest word na makikita mo, condolence. Condolence ganito, 'di ba? So Coach Mike, after that incident, yung nakita mo na nag-claim ng ganun, and it made you change yung perspective mo about insurance. Was that also the year na nag-start ka mag-MDRT or paano ba?
Yeah, actually, yes. My first year, ano kagad eh, MDRT eh. So it also helps na yung wife mo is also your unit manager kasi whenever you're approaching people. Hindi naman sa na-push. Siguro kasi meron akong kasama na katulong na-encourage. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the correct word.
Pwede bang i-share mo sa amin, if you don't mind, ano ba yung mga words of encouragement ni Teya sa pagka? Yung tipong, tayo tatlo lang naman nakakarinig. Ano may mga words of encouragement? Oh, pag wala kang benta,
jang-jang
ka lang.
Sige,
Coach Mike. Ano may mga words
of encouragement? Doon ka sa labas ng Kulambo. Doon ka sa labas ng Kulambo matulog.
Oh, pero ano yan, no? These are the key points na kailangan natin matandaan. Number one, at the end of the day, we still go back to what insurance is all about. It's really about protecting someone, right? That's the main goal. Mm,
yeah.
Whether yung insurance natin is merong investment component, whether insurance natin may hospital income benefit, lahat yan, ang bottom line yan is still protection for the family.
Yeah.
Diba? At yun ang nakita. Pero ang question ko dyan, Coach Mike, kasi there are a lot of financial advisors na on their first year, hindi pa nila may experience yung merong claim.
Yeah, actually.
How do they ignite the fire, or how do they have that turning point, that burning desire to help a lot of Filipinos, just like you, na witness mo? Paano sila magkaroon ng turning point din without even experiencing that? What's your tip with those people na wala pa akong claim? How do I push myself forward to perform just like you?
Well, siguro ko, always go back to your why. It always boils down to that kasi if you're here just to, sige, tulungan ko lang yung friend ko kasi kinukulit na ako maging nung unit manager, gusto ko lang tulungan. Well, unfortunately, this business is not for you. But if you have to be your, kung alam mo talaga yung why mo, bakit ka pumasok dito? Did you lose your job? That's why you're here? Diba? Or meron ka bang na-experience na claim? Or meron ka bang na-experience din na yung isang mong relative or yung in your family may namatay and walang insurance? And that should be your burning desire to pursue this career. So yun talaga yung and of course for myself, syempre yung motivation ko is for my kids also. And I have 3 kids, by the way. So that's really a good motivation na rin for me to do well in this business. And now that I am a manager also, so I have to be an example for them. So parang yung mga anak ko sa unit in a yun yung mga extended family ko rin. So you also have to be a good example for them.
Wow, galing. Pero Coach Mike, meron ba time na, no? Before mo, ito yung question ko, no? Basically, we want to know, yung nag-MD, first time na nag-MDRT ka, ano ba yan? Ang resulta ba yan ng maraming, are you more of
case counter?
Apps ka ba? More of maraming apps or talagang big cases? Naalala mo ba yung time na sino yung nagpa-MDRT sa'yo? And was that a special, ano yung special feeling na yun, yung hitting your first MDRT?
Oh, syempre, di mo makakalimutan yung first. You can never always forget your first time, di ba? Sabi nga. Siguro, in my, itong 10 years ago, wow, 10 years ago na pala, no? Yung 10 years ago, there was a time na all of my batchmates in high school, all of my friends in college are already starting their families. And syempre, was very aggressive that time. Sabi ko, I want to meet you. Wait, sabi ko, I'm in the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always tell them about the claim that, yung nangyari. It really helps. Unfortunately, it's unfortunate, but it's fortunate for me na I already experienced that, na nagkaroon ng claim. So, malaking tulong din talaga na the market that I have is already have money to spare. So, parang hindi na masyadong effort yung pagiging MDRT, di ba? So, like, for example, sa MDRT, it's like already around 3 million pesos in collection. And that's only around 30 people na medyo malaki yung premium. So doon ko na lang nilaro. So I need 30 people that can give out 100,000 a year in premium. So doon ko na lang nilaro. So okay, I already have 10 people. So ito na yung kaya. So pag by the end of the year medyo parang kulang pa ako. So I go for volume na. I go for small cases na. sige, try ko. So there's also a strategy. You have to
talaga.
Yeah, you kailangan talaga mix eh. You have to strategize eh. You start January pa lang, ligawan mo na yung mga big cases na sa tingin mo kaya.
Mag-plant
and then
na.
In the middle. Uh-oh. Oh yeah, you already ipa-plot mo na yan, ilalagay mo na kung sino yung mga pangalan. And then at the middle of the year, pag hindi mo pa nakukuha yung, syempre, matatrack mo naman yung MDRT. It's around 1.2 million, di ba? 1.3 million commission. So, matatrack mo yun eh. So, pag medyo parang kulang na ako, so doon ako baba na talaga ng volume. Doon ako gagawa talaga. It also helps kasi that you know how to sell your plans eh.
Mm.
It's not always naman about protection of the family. You can also sell like sa estate planning. You can also do keyman insurance. So it's right. Very, kailangan flexible ka eh. Pag may nagtanong sa'yo, ano ba yung pwede kong gawin? Ay, ito kagad. So you have to really be knowledgeable with the plans that you are selling. So right. It's just so, like a business. You really have to know by heart what you're selling. Diba? Otherwise, maiiwanan ka talaga dito sa business na to.
Maganda rin dyan, if you're familiar with the things that you are selling, the products that you're selling, mafi-fit mo talaga dun sa kailangan ng client mo.
Exactly.
Which means, everyone is a client, right? Whether baby pa yan, or starting out a family, or pa-retire na, or mayaman, simpleng mamayan, it doesn't matter who you are, everybody's a client. So, if you know your products well, you can easily position those products based on what your client will need. Pero kung alam mo lang isa, yun lang binibenta mo.
Meron kang favorite.
Oh, may favorite ka. Hindi mag-fit sa lahat. Di ba? Pero if you understand the business well, like Coach Mike said, this is a business that you can build, then this is something very profitable for you. Kasi the reason why insurance companies pay handsomely to financial advisors na masisipag, is because
kailangan talaga coach handsomely, hindi pwedeng beautifully ganyan.
Kasi kailangan ano eh, 'di ba? We're going to take care of these clients for life, right? Whatever happens, tayo na lahat. That's why it pays very well. But yun nga lang, just like in any business, yung mayaman yung mga masisipag. Yung mayaman yung merong plano. Ibig sabihin just like what coach
strategy.
Mike would, may strategy. So, very important financial advisors, huwag ka na mag-focus sa no zero month. It's not gonna work. Na mag-focus na, uy, naku, isang linggo na lang, wala pa akong benta.
Given na kasi yun eh.
Oh, that's given. That's a given. Huwag ka rin mag-focus sa apat dapat. Kasi pwedeng apat na 1.5.
Pahirap yun. Punta ka na naman sa 1.5. And coach, dapat talaga mag-strategize kasi hindi ka pwedeng star agent. Alam mo yung star agent?
Star agent.
Yung sa umaga, sa Quezon City ka, tapos sa hapon, sa Alabang, tapos punta ka ng Antipolo. Tapos wala kang direksyon, tama ba?
Right. Anything goes.
Kailangan talaga may strategies.
And of course, going back to Coach Mike, sinasabi dito ni Coach Mike, what gets measured can be improved. Diba?
And gets
if
done.
You can measure it, you can improve it. Ibig sabihin, if you have a plan, you're tracking your progress, ano pang kailangan kong gawin, do I tweak the plan, then you would be able to accomplish it. Hindi pwede yung, ay, naku, isang linggo na lang. Wala pa ako ano, anong gagawin ko? That, ibig sabihin, talagang kailangan, just like in any other business, tutok ka. Let's say you're running a restaurant. Hindi mo naman pwedeng pabayaan na, uy, isang linggo na lang, wala pa akong customer. Hindi naman pwede.
Yeah.
Diba? Just like any other business, you have to track it. Ganun din pagdating sa financial advisory business. You have to track it as well. Because if you track it, you can improve it. You can tweak it. Alam mo kung saan ka nagkulang. Ano yung kailangan mong gawin. And ang pinaka-importante nito is the mind is so powerful na siya na mismo naggumagawa ng paraan how you can do it. As long as nandun yung yung deep why mo, kagaya ng sinasabi ni Coach Mike, di ba? A deep why could be, I want to protect as many families as possible. A deep why could be, the reason why I'm doing this because I want to provide a better future for my kids, for my family, whatever it is. A deep why could be, I want to have that girlfriend that I so desire, or that boyfriend na gusto kong maligawan, but I can't afford to court that person dahil masyado mahal. Whatever it is, whatever your deep why is, Diba? Understand that deep why and your mind will just finds a way. Kaya nga sinasabi, yeah, don't worry about the how. Diba? Don't worry about the how. As long as you can see it in your mind, it's so clear and you're tracking it, you're measuring it, na gumagawa yan ng mga different, ano, iba't ibang paraan. Na yung ideas, lumalabas na lang left and right. Tama ba, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Sai, and yeah, Coach Mike?
That's right, Coach Chef. I like what you said. And speaking of improvement, sabi nga natin, di ba, gumagawa ng paraan. That's the beauty of having Always Be Closing Academy, di ba? Tama ba, Coach Ron? Especially for Coach Mike, who is also a graduate of MCB. Yan. Sige, ikaw na, yeah, Coach Ron.
Actually, you know what? Second ko lang yung sinabi ni Coach Jeff, di ba? Yeah, it's really important to know your big why. That keeps you motivated. Yung sinasabi ni Coach Jeff na you don't want to worry about the how because it will find a way. You will find a way. Tama ba? You just need to be aware of that way. Diba? Yeah. Kasi pero hindi naman kasi pwedeng puro motivation lang, Coach Jeff, eh. Diba? Ra-ra-ra, sis-bumba. Tapos paglabas mo sa labas, eh, kasi nung kausap ko, wala. Paano nga ba lang ako magpe-present? Tama ba?
Oo nga. Sino kakausapin ko?
Puro motivation. You have to find a way. Hey, ano ba yung weakness ko? Kulang ba? Asan ako kulang? Ano ba? Am I lacking the skills sa handling objection? Am I lacking dun sa ano? I mean, that's what you call, di ba, being strategic, 'di ba? Alamin mo 'yung weakness mo, 'yung strengths mo, palakasin mo, weakness mo, i-manage mo, tama ba? And ako, ito lang 'yung ano, si Coach Mike kasi like 3 years ago, he enrolled sa Master Closer Blueprint, no? At that time, Coach Mike, ano ba 'yung initial thoughts mo nung pinilit ka ni Thea? Kasi ano, pinila ka lang.
What was your impression about ABC? Diba?
Tapos after taking the sessions, ano yung naging value sa'yo? And ano yung nadagdag sa'yo para, you know, to be able help more people?
Oh, yeah. Yung 2018, right? Nung nag-2019
sa Makati.
2019 pala.
Yeah. Before pandemic.
Yeah, 2018. Sa Makati.
Okay. 2018.
Yeah, sa Makati. So anyway, laki ng impact talaga kasi siguro I cannot really go down to... Meron kasi mga ibang clients na I cannot really go down to or go up with them. And then, kahit na, you know, I already have this experience and before presenting to a client, talaga nire-review ko pa rin yung mga notes natin before.
Yeah, I remember. Sabi sa akin ni Coach Mike, lagi niya daw dala yung notes niya, Coach Jeff. Tapos, nahuli galing, pa galing daw siya ng kliyente niya at nagbabasa ng notes.
Babasa.
That's amazing. Kaya
well, di naman nakakahiya. At least, you know, I'm really showing my client na I'm really doing this, I'm really mastering this craft. And although fantastic, I've already have that awards before, but alam mo yung iba pa rin yung confidence mo eh. Iba pa rin talaga yung confidence mo. Especially if, kasi during that time, I was already experimenting with going outside my comfort zone, yung circle ko. Yeah. Yung I'm going out of my referral clients already. I'm going out to those mga cold calls ko na ginagawa. So
cold
I was
markets,
doing, yeah, yung cold markets. So nag-explore din ako eh. Kasi na-realize ko in this business, nagbabago rin yung market eh. Nag-change yes, din siya talaga eh.
The market is also changing.
Especially in this pandemic, yun nga eh, yung nag-attend nga ako kay Coach Ava, ang grabe. It's really, it's mind-bogglingly real na nakaka-close ka na mga 4 apps, 5 apps in a week or hindi ko in-expect na ganun pala talaga ka-effective. Galing. And going back to dun sa Master Closer Blueprint, it changed how I think about selling. Honestly talaga ako pag I do my business, I takes me some time. Taga nililigawan ko. And nabubuhay rin ako dun sa, uy, nare-refer lang ako. I always go visit my clients and maybe because I already built a relationship with them, parang I'm already became a referable person.
Mm-hmm.
Parang okay, I'm gonna meet this person, especially during dinner parties. Yun yung gustong-gusto ko eh, yung I'm going to join this dinner, I'm gonna be introduced to my friends. And then ito si Mike, taga insurance, so kuha ka na ng insurance. yun yung the best feeling ever when people are, and wow, then titingnan ka nung ano nung tao na na-meet mo, and then biglang okay lang, di ka papansinin, pero and then after that, uy, that may I will receive that call na, I am this friend of so and so na I met you before, baka pwede naman natin pag-usapan, maybe I should.
Galing.
That's really yun, doon talaga ako nabuhay. It's being doing that referral business, being present to being always in that presence na nandito ko, I'm here for you. That was the way. I wasn't really that aggressively selling na I'm going out of my way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do these pills. I never believed in that. That's why yung nag-enroll kami, di ba? I was very much hyped up with that. Wow, grabe tong seminar na to. It's really a life-changing moment also. That's why I bet na kaya ko rin siguro na continue. So during that time, 2018 was a really hard time for us also. Medyo mahina rin yung business namin, yung dito sa insurance business. And because of that, laking tulong. Laking tulong talaga.
Galing. Fantastic. So if you guys have not attended the Master Closer Blueprint Workshop yet, we have an upcoming class. We that highly really encourage you to enroll. It's going to change the way you do financial advisory business. It's going to change your life. It's going to help you become an awardee or even MDRT. Yung iba nga, ano ang ginagawa nila? Mm-hmm. Once na nag-invest sila, they apply it immediately. It returns to them 100-fold.
Yeah. Saka ano, Coach? Yung one thing na napansin ko kay Coach Mike noon, talagang dinibdib niya yung pag-aaral. Para siya nag-aral. Alam mo yun?
Right.
Yung something na, ano yun, para kang, meron kang nabasa na something na makakasolve ng problema na mapapadali yung trabaho mo. Tama ba? Diba? If you have something na magiging efficient ka, magiging, pag sinabi kasing efficient, biro mo, imbis na apat na beses mo balikan, uy, ito, isang beses lang. Uy, dalawang beses lang. Diba? Mas marami tayong matutulungan, tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
And yung mga ganun, hindi pwedeng half-hearted mong gagawin. Diba? So, ang nakita ko kay Mike talaga nun was like, gusto niya talagang aralin. Gusto niyang i-apply. And up to this point, diba? Kahit na nga coach na natin siya, diba?
Yes,
matin pa rin siya ng ibang master classes.
Galing.
Correct. And currently, he's applying it. Tama ba?
Continuous learning, Coach Ron, no? Coach Ron. Mm-hmm.
Continuous learning.
May question ako sa iyo, Coach Mike. Was there ever a time na na-pressure ka because you're MDRT? Was there a pressure that to become MDRT this year again? Parang ganun? Did you ever feel that way?
This year has a lot of pressure because this is going to be my 10th year.
Right.
So
we're going to root for you, man.
Yes, please do. Although I'm on track naman. On track naman tayo sa ano. Pero
mas nakaka-pressure ba yung mag-MDRT o yung kailangan meron tayong pang-grocery, meron tayong pang-ganito, pang-ganyan? Yung parang nakaka-pressure yun, di ba? Yung bills to pay.
Mas nape-pressure ako sa MDRT, bro. Sa totoo lang.
Right. Kasi syempre, every year. But ano, how do you handle pressure na every time you think about it? How do you handle it na it makes you push even further, perform better? Kasi yung iba, pag na-pressure, parang di na makagalaw. But for you, nakakakilos ka. Ano yung mga tips mo on how these financial advisors can handle that same pressure na mag-perform din sila?
Ano mo, that's true. Nakaka-pressure din talaga. And minsan natutulala ka. Pero one thing na I realized na one thing to get you motivated siguro is to attend all those seminars. Laking tulong talaga. If there's not just ABC, but also some seminars out there. Also the one that your company is giving, ang laking tulong din yan. Nung last year, during the pandemic nga, syempre down ako. Syempre, I don't know what to do, di ba? Then there was this seminar called the MDRT Art of War.
Wow.
So he said about 8 things about this, how to achieve your MDRT. And that kept me motivated talaga. Iba pa rin talaga yung there's somebody to tell you na you have to do this, you have to do that. Kasi minsan mawawalan ka rin ng strategy. Minsan your plan doesn't work today. So you have to really look out for other seminars. Especially ABC, syempre.
Of course. Oh. Yeah. So parang ano, be open to be mentored by other people.
Yes,
be open
exactly.
to be to learn from other people, diba? Be open to be inspired by other people
yes.
to help you manage that pressure that you're feeling so that you can perform. Wow, that's super amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
Always talk to your manager. Your manager will be always be there for you. Like in our case, siguro. Since already a unit manager and my wife is also here in this business, the one person who always motivates us is our branch manager, Ms. Jasmine Lau. She's very, I don't know, she has this thing talaga na pag nagsalita siya sa'yo, parang, oy, Mike, mag-submit ka. Sige po, ma'am. Sige po.
That's amazing. So lumalabas, guys, we've learned a lot of things kay Coach Mike tonight. But one of the things na nag-strike sa akin just now na sinabi ni Coach Mike is kulitin mo yung manager mo. Kasi a lot of financial advisors, since you know you have freedom, you can control your time, you can do whatever you want, na hindi dapat kumpleto ang araw mo hanggat hindi mo kinakausap ang manager mo.
Yes.
Napansin nyo, kung sino man ang pinakamukulit sa manager nila, yun ang nagpo-perform. Sino man yung laging kausap yung manager, yun ang mga nagpo-perform.
Yes.
At yung mga hindi kausap, yan yung mga yung naliligaw tahimik, sa landas na, yeah. Oh, kamusta ka na? Isang buwan na tayo hindi nag-usap ah. Diba? So if you guys want...
Your manager go ahead, Coach Mike. Your managers would want you to succeed in this business. Hindi ka naman din ni-recruit, kinulit if they didn't see anything from you.
Yeah. And I think, ano, no, coaches, I think that's one of the things na that love talaga tayo ng mga managers. Ano eh, we take off really a big chunk of their jobs, which is teaching or diba?
Right.
Teaching,
training. Yeah.
Or training.
Training. Upgrading skills.
Gives them a lot of time.
Which is, requires a lot of time. Tapos isa lang siya. Tapos biglang, paano kung di naman sabay-sabay ang pumasok? Diba? And doon tayo pumapasok, diba? And at the same time, minsan yung si manager, syempre, ang dami nilang tao. And minsan doon tayo, kaya meron ding mga financial advisors na close sa amin, close sa atin, no? Coach Mike, I'm sure meron kang laging kausap na ABC graduate, tama? Bakit? Yeah. Kasi, okay na, pwede naman kausapin si manager eh. Pero I need something na a different perspective ito yung kailangan ko, specialized need. Kaya ako tinawagan si Coach Jeff or si Coach Ron. And kaya rin kami nandito. Kami yung kaagabay ng mga managers nyo. We're really here to support the team. Whatever team you have, tama ba? Nandun lang kami. And kami, syempre, hindi naman kami pwedeng, coach, di ba sa 15,000 na graduates namin, hindi naman pwedeng i-message natin lahat, okay ka lang, ikaw okay ka lang. Hindi naman pwede, di ba? In short, takeaway ko kay Coach Mike, he really had to take responsibility dun sa kung paano siya gumaling. Diba?
Right.
He really had to look for,
it has to
ano,
be intentional, no?
It has to be intentional. Hindi pwedeng, pag meron, meron, pag wala, wala.
Oh, hindi pwede.
No, Prof. Sai.
And okay. One thing rin na yung na-realize ko din in this business, if you want to make more money, you have to invest money. Invest in your knowledge.
Nice. Tama.
Yan. I like that, Coach Mike.
Yung nakukuha mo na pre-seminar, it's not going to be working kasi you did not spend money at all. Parang, alam mo yun, it's not, you did not invest in it.
Coach Mike, if I may add, no, kasi sabi mo nga kanina, tayong mga financial advisors, we are like business people. We are business people. Sabi nga ng tatay ko, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, nung buhay pa siya, anak, you want to earn money, you have to spend money. Hindi pa pwedeng sumung magkaroon ng pera, pero ayaw mong gumastos. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Diba? You want to earn money, spend money. Kaya kung kailangan mo ipangutang yan, kasi gagamitin mo yan sa negosyo mo, but you think it's going to be a successful business, you can always try, di ba? Kasi others would say, wala kasi akong kapital eh, kaya hindi ako makapag-enroll sa ABC. Wala kasi akong pondo eh. Kung lahat yun magiging dahilan mo para hindi mo siya magawa, huwag ka talaga mag-expect na magiging successful ka na financial advisor. Or, iba sabi nila, gusto ko maging MDRT. Tanungin mo naman, umaten ka ba ng training? Opo, yung mga free trainings po ng ABC. Guys, kung yung mga free trainings ng ABC, may natututunan kayo, what more pa yung paid sessions. Because sa amin naman kasi, whether paid or free session, you would still get the same passion and energy. But sabi nga ni Coach Ron, kung paid session yan, much more yung matututunan nyo. And the thing I like about Coach Mike, Coach Ron, is yung open talaga siya for learning, eh, di ba? Mm-hmm. One of the good characteristics ng isang winner and leader.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Saka again, if you paid for it, you are compelled to apply it. Kasi nga,
correct.
You paid for it, right? Diba? Ako, Coach Mike, wala pang ABC, nagtuturo na ako. Dun sa lahat ng tinuruan ko na libre, ewan ko na lang kung nasa na sila. Tama ba? Alam, so very, very, ano, importante. Okay.
Right. Oh.
Pero talking about, ano, no, talking about, you know, having all of these, sabihin na nating, yung accolades mo, Coach Mike, what was the biggest challenge na naranasan mo dun sa, kahit nang, alam ko, 9 times ka ng MDRT, pero what was the hardest year? Ano yung pinaka-memorable year na sinabi mo na, oh my God, I almost didn't make it, pero I made it. Parang ganun.
Yun. Honestly, no, this year is, it's very much different. It's a different market out there. Kasi yung market ko, it's more of business people, SMEs. Yun din yung mga sa market ko. So I'm really having a hard time approaching them or telling them na, yun nga, oh, there's another new plan with this and this. If you have some money, syempre, they're not going to be open for it kasi they're still struggling. And it's a different market. It's more of my, most of my market is yung mga nakikita ko face to face. So I really have to find ways, innovate, and how I can still make it. So yun nga, last year sagana ako sa seminars. Last year nag-attend ako ulit ang OVSB closing. So, you know, yung refresher, it's okay rin talaga na may refresher ka. It,
going just, back to the basics. No?
Going back to the basics, actually. And you really have to know your market also. Ano ba yung market mo? Nasaan ba yung market mo? Ano ba ginagawa ng market mo ngayon? Diba? So you have to adjust. So that's why you always have to talk to people. Ano na ba ngayon yung, kamusta na ba ngayon ang market mo? Kamusta na ba yung, kamusta na ba yung business mo? Kamusta na ba yung work mo? Okay? So, last year, nakapag-target kami rin ng mga, kasi maraming nakapag-save eh, maraming work from home. So, doon ako nag-focus ang energy. Ito may work to. Ay, ito sa IT nag-work. O ito sa BPO nag-work. So, I have to focus all this energy kasi they're saving money. Diba? Pero right now, yung mga last year, the people last year were nakakuha na. So ngayon, ano pa yung market ko? So that's why I'm trying Facebook ads. I'm wow. trying to do this. Yung tinuro ni Coach Ava, which is ang effective talaga. Yan naman sasabi ko. And then also yung ki Coach Brent. So we also have a plan on ano ba yung ipopost namin. So yun nga, kasama rin sa planning yan dapat yung ano ba yung ipopost mo? Paano mo ba sila approach? How are you going to talk to your client? How can you reconnect to the people if you cannot go out? So that is why you really have to go and spend money to earn more money.
That's super amazing, guys. Grabe, bitin na naman ang oras natin. We've ran out of time. Pero grabe, dami pa natin gustong matutunan kay Coach Mike. Gusto ko pa siyang kilatisin eh, no? Yung mga mga experience, yung mga nitty-gritty details ng kanyang mga strategies. I'm
pwede
sure
naman
marami,
siguro
mag-part
2.
Then, tsaka, no, coaches, siguro bigyan natin opportunity yung mga financial advisors natin, you know, to be with Coach Mike. Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Right, that's correct. So, that's correct.
By, ano, if you want to be mentored by, ano, Coach Mike, you know, you can join his subscription-based service, you know, one whole year. You know, magtuturo siya sa inyo ng basics of, you know, investments, meron kayong weekly huddles. Maganda din, pati yung market updates, you know, you'll be...
Yeah.
So in short, kompleto talaga tuturuan niya, ikaw, kung paano maging... 9-time, 10-time MDRT. You know,
right.
Yun, that's the best part of it, Coach Ron. Diba? Ano ba? Yung mga enrollees mo, Coach Mike, will not only learn about the market, but will also learn straight from you. Ano ba yung mga tips mo, mga practical tricks mo na could help them get that MDRT award. Kasi that's hindi right. once, hindi twice, hindi thrice. Nine times. That's right. Nine. Going 10 na this year, no? Tama ba, Coach Mike? Yan.
Yeah, going
10. We'll pray for that, Coach Mike. Yeah, oh, thank 10 you. Times, right. Diba? Really at hindi biro yun, coaches, no? So kung ang mentor mo ay nine times na MDRT, that's really something. So guys, for those who are listening right now, we have around 140 plus. If you haven't seen Coach Mike in his training, we highly recommend that you attend his training. Paano ba itong training ito, Coach Mike?
So ang gagawin niyo lang dyan, let me introduce Coach Mike, no, para on your behalf. If you would like to be mentored by Coach Mike, send us a message and then we'll connect you with Coach Mike so that you can become a member of the Tactical Investing Group.
Yon?
That's 1 year worth of mentorship. You want to become MDRT, you want to become an awardee, you want to perform, you want to be like Mike?
Be like Mike.
Diba? Yon? You have fantastic. To become a member of the Tactical Investing Group. Once na maging
be
member
like
ka dyan,
Mike.
That's 1 year worth of mentoring with Coach Mike. Oh my God, mind-blowing. Sobrang mind-blowing.
Fantastic.
Diba? Fantastic. And of course, Coach Mike, any parting words for our financial advisors before we let you go, before we end the show, actually?
Well, you know, nung una akala ko rin madali maging financial advisor, but it takes a lot of challenging. And you really have to be equipped with handling those objections. You have to be equipped in knowing how to do your presentations. You have to know how to do your prospecting, your approaching. There's the thing with this program is that there's a science. There's a science behind it. Kung siguro na this, kung nagkaroon ng always be closing 10 years ago, siguro baka top of the table ako parate. Pero, you know, it's a very fulfilling business. You know, you don't have to spend on marketing. You don't have to spend on your inventory. Ang suspend mo na lang is investing in yourself, investing in seminars like this, investing in what else? Facebook ads siguro or doing something to market yourself. Yun lang naman ang magiging expense natin dito. You have to know your market also. You have to know how to approach your market. Sino ba yung market mo? Families, new families, or college graduates, BPO, or you really have to spend more time talking to people. Yun din. Really talking to people, telling them that I'm a financial advisor, I'm a proud member of the insurance industry, and this is my business.
Fantastic. Well said, Coach Mike. Thank you very much for spending one hour of your time with us.
Thank you very much.
We truly appreciate you. And of course, we are always here every week. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!